You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's America's Next Top Model After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's America's Next Top Model After Show.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome. I'm Jackie Moran, joined by, of course, our fabulous America's Next Top Model all-star in the studio, Brittany Brower. How are you, Brittany?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am good. I'm happy to look at you while I sit in New York and talk America's Next Top Model, British Invasion, the Beverly Johnson episode. And we're missing our other New York correspondent, let's say, Mari Fagel. Unfortunately, can't be with us tonight, but we'll hopefully be back next week. We always love her opinion.
Oh,
but
yes.
Brittany, you and I can handle this, that's for sure.
Oh, we got this.
Yep, tons to talk about, from the runway showdown to the castings to the maple syrup photo shoot. And I'm especially excited about this one, Brittany, because this is the episode that I was actually sitting in attendance live for the judging show.
That's right.
So
right.
I actually watched them tape this one. I actually had to scoot out and catch a plane just before they announced who was out. But I watched a good part of this live, and it was pretty interesting compared to the way you see it on TV. But that being said, so much to talk about in this episode. The first thing I want to talk about is the surprise trip to Toronto Fashion Week. Because you know what? I thought this was actually a really good challenge. You know, they're doing some of the stupidest challenges where they make them eat each other's, you know, hometown food or whatever, which has no merit, as we've said in the past, right, Brittany? But
absolutely,
this actually has some merit.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. I thought this was a great challenge in front of real clients, and you could actually see who would really work in the real world and who's kind of maybe just picked for TV. So I thought it was a great challenge and a good chance for us to kind of see what these girls, you know, kind of are made of, because with their walks and what they look like and who can handle the pressure of really going on a real go-see, a real casting, not just, you know, in front of the judges or doing little, like we just talked about, ridiculous challenges. So this was a real, really great challenge.
Yeah, and I feel like, don't you, I know Brittany's been on the show a couple of seasons now, so you know this, but I feel like normally they save the real stuff like this for when they travel towards the end of a season.
Right.
You know, to Milan or Greece or what have you. Normally I feel like they save the more realistic stuff like this at the end, so I feel like this was exciting to see it earlier. Because
with so many
more girls,
of them. Right.
I can see, you know, a more range of girls going out there in the real world of casting.
Right.
And so I thought this was great. Now, I'm curious to know what you think. The first thing I'll say immediately off the bat is, before her attitude even came out, I did feel a little bit bad for Simone because of the plus size factor. You know, in the real world, they're not going to, these shows are not going to book Simone.
No, they're
but
not.
I was so disappointed in her attitude afterwards.
I could not stand her in this episode from the very beginning to the very end, and which I know we'll get into photos later, but I did not agree with the judges again on that, on her photograph at all. I don't like her personality. She like some of the other girls said in the house, is like babysitting with her. I mean, she's just kind of like pouting because she's not getting picked. So she's just going to pout and she's just going to, you know, kind of be like, woe is me. And she has on this negative energy. And if she would have had a bubbly, you know, more like up, like even though she had curves and she's a plus size, more like a big personality, kind of like Takara from Cycle, I think it was Cycle 3, I believe, you know, just something like being really powerful, plus size model and being like really comfortable with your body, maybe some of them would have seen it, or Jay Manuel would have seen it at least, because he wanted to put her into his show, but she just really could not walk. And it just kind of shows that it's a lot of it was her personality. And but you're right, these other designers are not gonna put in a plus size model unless they have a plus size clothing line. So they're not, you know, I mean, it's just the way that the modeling industry is. If it's not a plus size line, they're not putting her in.
Absolutely. And I almost feel like this is what hurt her and then what saved her, because think about it. If they were to eliminate her on this show where it was based on runway casting, you feel like there might have been some kind of reaction to that.
Okay, yes. And I don't think it should. I think they should have gotten rid of her, and not because of that. But I am sorry, watching this episode, I thought so much that it seemed planned. You know, I'm just going to say, I mean, I have no proof on this matter, but Top Model is so rigged in so many ways. It's almost like all of a sudden...
I love your perspective.
All of a sudden, it's just like, you know, she didn't do that great. Her photos was bleh. I mean, whatever. I mean, her personality sucks. And they keep going on about her gorgeous face. I disagree. And it's just like, because it was this one, it was plus size model. And Jay, you know, like they had to like build her up like, oh my God, this is the best beauty shot I've seen. No, it wasn't. And they had to, even in panel, like, oh, she looks so great in this photo. And this is the best shot. Like, it's like everyone was cheerleading for her. It was really weird. So she would not go home this time, and almost like they know they have maybe more of a plus size, or she brings like the normal American people maybe can relate to her, because, you know, let's face it, everyone's not models and very thin. And so I think that they like almost just want to keep her further along in the show because she is a plus size model, and obviously the other plus size model Luis walked out a few episodes back. So right. It's like they're just like, it's almost like they need a plus size model, like something else later on in the season. They have some challenge that they need a plus size model to be a part of it. And since Luis already jumped on her own terms, they're like, oh crap, now we got to keep her in. Like I spook something on this. Like, she didn't do good. Her walk sucks. Her attitude sucks. She's so blasé to me. I just don't understand I don't get it. And I think she needs to go.
Jackie, I know that you and everyone else values Brittany's opinion, and it gives me a perfect time to say what we want from you guys on our iTunes page is to comment and rate our shows. This is a great America's Next Top Model after show. You know, Brittany does a great job. Jackie calls it from New York. Jackie also does her thing with Dancing with the Stars. So we're a busy group here, and you know what? Brittany is giving a valid opinion of what she feels, and that's important. So the only thing we want from you here at After Buzz, you know, is we want you to comment and rate our page.
We want you to buzz us. Come on, people. Buzz us.
Buzz us on iTunes. Rate us.
And
we're only as good as the ratings, people.
And me and Jackie could not agree more that Brittany gives an opinion, you know, like no other, because she's been in that house and she kind of knows what, you know, could be rigged or what couldn't. And, you know, Brittany never holds back. So there you go.
We want to hear your opinion no matter what, whether it's good, great, whether you disagree with me, don't disagree with me. We want to hear it all. So please, we're very competitive here at AfterBuzz. So we love seeing our shows that have the most comments. So help Jackie and I out and comment to us. Come on, we love our comments.
That's right. And I know Brittany says it like it is, and you will agree or disagree. Put it all on there, people. I know there's tons of Brittany Brower fans out there. We want to hear it. We want to hear it all.
Yes.
So all of our Twitter followers, get on iTunes too, and we'll talk. We'll talk. We'll meet again. But it was funny what you were saying, Brittany, about Simone. I'm kind of feeling that with Asmari. Not that she doesn't merit being there. Absolutely, I think she's a strong person in competition. But they're playing her up so much. That's what you were saying about Simone. It's kind of how I feel about Asmari. So it's interesting that you said that. As far as what might be sort of planned or not planned, I'm getting that with Asmari, that they just want to keep up playing up Asmari. So it's
right.
Interesting you say that. But
at least I can say, though, with Asmari, I really have liked her photos, and I really have, there really, to me, is something about her. Me, personally, I do see it without the judges, and obviously, like, I'm not going on what they're saying at all. I'm going on how I feel, and with Simone, I don't feel anything of what they're saying, not one drop of it. I'm like, get rid of the bitch. What is she still doing here?
Right.
I just don't like people that have that annoying personality, and her personality is annoying.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think her attitude, you know, rejection is hard. And absolutely girls are going to respond in many ways to rejection. But I feel like Simone's attitude after the casting, whether it was because of that or not, I think a lot of the girls had a lot of say about her. So I don't know if it was just having a bad day. Same thing with Kyle. I think she's another personality that people just don't like in that house.
Well, because so, Kyle has no reason to have a bad attitude. She is knocking it out of the park with great photos week after week. And she just has this negative, weird thing. And she's got put in shows. And it's like, girl, snap out of it. Like,
I know.
Own it. I said this last week.
We actually got a phone call, 424-256-1729, which welcomes everyone to call. But let's go to the phones real quick, if that's all right with you, ladies.
Absolutely. Of course. Hello,
Paul. Hello, girl.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Brittany.
Hi.
I love you. You're so amazing.
Oh,
my name is
you.
Malone, by the way.
What is your name?
Malone.
Malone, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. So I have a lot of things to say about this episode.
Okay, great.
Okay, so let me begin. I hate Simone. I don't think she's doing good at all. I hate her photo. She just looks fat. I don't like her.
But I feel the same
way. And as for Esmarie, I have some spoilers for you guys. She's actually being eliminated next week.
Oh,
really?
Yes, she is. And after it's either Kyle, Catherine, and Simone is going to make it to top six. And then Laura makes it to top two, top three. So she does the Beauty and Vogue photo shoot.
Now, how do you know all this? How do you have this inside
scoop? There's this website. They post all the spoilers and all the pictures, and I don't know how they do it. But if you want, I'll give you the link to it, and you can see all the pictures of the girls doing all this photo shoots and stuff.
Wow. I don't know if I want to know everything. I won't want to watch the show.
I know. You have to keep some secrets here. But we're welcoming the predictions. I think I know which website you're talking about, and I actually believe that this is the website we actually found last season, right, Brittany? And I think they were not always right, but they do make some pretty close predictions.
Yeah, they did. They had some stuff right,
for
sure.
I would be very surprised. Wouldn't you be surprised if Esmarie got eliminated?
I will be shocked if Esmarie goes home. I really will be. That seems, oh my God, what happened?
Well, that's what a lot of people are seeing on the website. And I kind of do believe it because do you remember in the beginning of episode one?
Right.
They showed the preview.
Uh-huh.
They showed the preview of all the photo shoots and all that stuff.
Okay.
And then people took some screen pictures of the preview. And Esmarie wasn't seen on top six or in top five or top two.
Oh, boy.
And you can,
that would be a big shocker.
That would be
a
huge.
So I definitely... I'm curious. Now you have me curious to see what's going to happen here.
Absolutely.
But are you a fan of Esmarie? Would you be disappointed to see her go early in the competition?
Yes, I love Esmarie. She's my favorite one. She was like Allison last cycle.
Boo. No, I'm kidding.
Like
I love Allison.
Oh, yeah. She was my favorite one. I believe she deserved to win. I know Brittany wanted Lissa to win, and she won.
Yeah, no.
But I was waiting for Allison.
Actually, I was just making a joke that I wasn't your favorite from Cycle 17. I love Allison. I was just joking.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Yeah, it's over already. Right? What happened?
I said you love Brittany too, though, right?
Of course, I want her to win her cycle during her cycle.
Oh, thank you. Aww.
Well, we
she
all
was so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's the point of this show. Everyone can call in and talk to stars like Brittany and talk with us every week. So I'm going to ask you a favor. If Esmarie does get eliminated next week, I want you to call back and talk with us again next week. How does that sound?
I sure will.
Okay.
Perfect.
Well, thank you so much
thank
for calling.
You.
Keep listening and rate us on iTunes.
Yes.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Aw, so sweet.
Well, I love callers, and I love the enthusiasm. Of course they would love you, Brittany. Who wouldn't?
Oh.
And we definitely invite you all to call us anytime to chat about the show, 424-256-1729. But I think that would be, I do remember, Brittany, I said I discovered this website that makes the predictions and it's pretty accurate.
I've seen that website. Yeah, I know. I'm very familiar with it.
Right. It's not always right.
Right.
I know exactly which one our caller was talking about.
Yeah.
And you never know, though.
It'll be really interesting.
If Asbury were to be eliminated next week, that would be a big shocker for the show. And I know I'd be shocked, even though I said I think they're playing her up a little too much myself. But I definitely, and the reason I'm saying that is because I want to talk about the photo shoot. But before we do, let's just finish up on the runway shows, because I think the biggest thing of interest for me was when Kyle and Laura got debooked from one of the shows, which is very, very bad. I think when you are hired and you get cut, that is like, at least at a casting, you may get overlooked. But when you are actually working with someone and they send you home, to me, that's a very bad sign. What do you think of that, Brittany?
I think that is so bad. I completely agree. Because, right, at casting, they're seeing hundreds of girls. Sometimes they're seeing hundreds of girls. Maybe, you know, they're looking for something in particular. It was nothing to do wrong with, nothing necessarily with your walk or, you know, yourself is just, are going for a different direction with what look they want for the show. The fact that they had the look that she wanted for the show and she saw them walk, but under the pressure, they completely flopped it, and they didn't do very well. And she, and with all the other girls on stage, those two stood out and did not look as good as the rest of the girls hired for the job. I think it looks really bad, actually.
Absolutely, because it says something about you, about your work ethic, about your, you know, your modeling skills. I think if you're at a casting and you don't click, to me that's a totally different story. But
right.
When you're hired and then someone sees what you do even deeper and they don't like it, I think that's really the poor reflection of you as a model, whether it's the personality factor
right.
or the actual runway skills factor.
Right.
So to me, Kyle is somebody who, out of probably everybody in the competition, is under my skin the most right now.
Right.
Because I think she, out of anybody, has that high fashion look, has the potential, but it's all about attitude and skill.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're giving her credit for skills she doesn't have, because I don't think she has a good runway walk.
No.
I don't think that she was good last week when the focus group rated her well. And I think all she has is the look, but it's got to be more than the look.
All
and the attitude, the skills, they're
just
not there.
Right. She just takes good photos. That's it. That's all I've seen that I've liked of her so far. Her attitude's negative, too. Crappy, sucks. Like, you know, I don't really like a whole lot of these girls this season, I must say. I know it's terrible to say, but personally, like, I don't know who I'd really want to hang out with on this show. Sophie seems like a fun, bubbly type. I think she could be really fun and kind of, like, happy. And I could see me hanging out with her. But anyone else, I mean, there's other ones, I'm sure. Annalise, maybe. I don't know.
I have to say, I like Annalise's personality.
Yeah.
And Sophie, I feel like some of the girls you'll see in our news and gossip, they were quite surprised by how much she talked behind their backs. But as I said, as a viewer, I find it entertaining. And I think she's actually someone who can definitely make it in the real world of modeling.
Right.
I'm liking Sophie, and Ebony was the other big surprise here with the runway shows. She booked 50% of her casting.
That surprised me.
I feel like that was out of nowhere.
Me too. I feel the exact same way. I did like her picture, though. I will say that.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. Then here she comes with a great picture this week, and all of a sudden I'm wondering if Ebony is going to emerge here or if she's just having a really great week.
Right, right.
But
she might go off that self-esteem, off that confidence. You know, confidence is something that once you get it and once you have it, you can really, like, it's like the wind beneath your wings. It can really push you up. And when you don't get something and you get knocked down, it can really knock you down where you just can't, like, you're almost stuck in the mud and you just can't get past it because you've been kicked down so many times. Like, I feel like it's happened with Simone, even though she had a great photo, and my fingers are in quotes right now, people, great photo this week. So I think that's going to help her, like, feel a little bit more confident. But, yeah, when you're having bad times, it's sometimes hard to get out of it, pull out of it. But we'll see.
I couldn't agree more, Brittany. I think this industry's competition representing the industry is the biggest thing you can have is confidence. And I think that I totally agree with you. That's why I call out people's attitudes so much, like a tile. Yeah, you may have it, but you know what? When you have an attitude like that, same thing. You need to be that much better because you're in a different category than the world.
Right.
And with attitudes, you're getting nowhere in the real world and on this show with the public.
I just don't think
anybody over.
Chaos just doesn't have a good personality. I don't know what her personality is, to be quite honest. If I was to brand Kyle, it would not be the girl next door. It would be the girl, I have no clue who you are.
Right.
It would just be like, oh, that girl. I don't even know who she is. Like, it'd be the girl passing by you in the supermarket. I mean, she seriously is like all brand cereal. No flavor. Just shit.
I mean, I love it. I love it.
I don't understand what's going on there. I don't. Like, she takes great
totally
photos, though.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
But let's get into this photo shoot because, you know, as we were saying about Ebony, I want to show this photo of her. I think we have it queued up, Ronnie, because...
Getting right to it. Give me one second here.
Okay. Look at the confidence in Ebony in this photo. This is the first photo, when we do get it up there, this is the first photo of Ebony that I remember Ebony. There's so many girls in this competition that
right.
I honestly can't remember still.
I completely agree. I completely agree. I still have to look up their names all the time because I just forget certain girls. I really honestly forget certain girls' names. Like the one that was, Tyra said, was dead in the eyes this week when she gave her photo. She's a British girl. I have no idea what her name is. She's got the hair half of her side of her head. That's all I know about her. And she does have dead fish eyes. Like her photos, I think that's just her eyes. I don't see her going very far. All right, here we go with Ebony.
I think you're talking about Alicia, because I think that's the same exact reaction I had about Alicia.
Yeah, Alicia. That's it. See, I can't even remember her name.
Right. But this, I have to say, to me, looks like it could be in Maxim. She wanted to be sexy, sexy without being raunchy to me. I think it's still
Victoria's
Secret.
Yes, I agree. Her face is not doing that sexy, like that, trying to be that pout thing. She's just letting her face look natural, and it's very soft. And I agree with Tyra. It looks like a dancer's body, like they caught her in a dance move. I think it looks really pretty, and this is definitely the best picture that I've seen of her ever. I mean, this is definitely her best shot. Clearly, she got best photo. But and what did you think about the maple? I like the maple stuff. I think it looks really cool in the shot. How did you feel about it?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. I mean, as a model and getting that your hair and all that, I know how much that must
terrible.
Feel to go home with that. But at the same time, I think, first of all, I love syrup, so I wouldn't mind it. And I think it would be a really interesting photo shoot that I would have actually loved to have been a part of.
Yeah.
And so that's how I judged the great
Me
photo
too.
Shoot.
I felt the same way, Jackie. I was like, oh, that looks really pretty and cool. And you can just kind of like move your body and do so much with that maple syrup. Oh, I was jealous. This whole photo shoot idea, I'm happy to say I really like it. I'm happy they're I've been actually liking the past few ones. So this is good.
Yeah. I totally agree. And I think, you know what, Brittany, we're going to have to maybe do our own maple syrup photo shoot.
We might have to. Oh, I love the sound of that.
After Buzzers, rate us on iTunes if you want to hear that or see that.
With Jackie and I doing maple syrup photo shoot.
I'm sure everyone wants to see that. So go for it.
Yes. So if we get enough ratings telling us on iTunes to do a maple syrup photo shoot, we will do it.
We'll do
it. I like that. Hold the idea hostage. Get the ratings first, and then maybe they'll do it for you.
And then we'll bring out the maple syrup and the leaf bikinis.
Okay. All right. We got the next girl, Asmarie. You guys want to take a look at that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, bring her up.
Let's take a look at Asmarie now, because Brittany, I'm dying to know what you think of this one. You said you've been liking her photos. But for me, This is raunchy. It's too hard for me. It's not the right kind of sexy. I don't think it matches her well. I don't love her body compared to Ebony's. Nothing I like about this photo.
She looks very flat chested. The way those leaves are put around her chest, it actually looks weird to me around her chest. It doesn't come off sexy. I mean, I don't hate it. I don't. I've definitely seen and have seen on the show with this particular episode, girls that I did not like it at all. I didn't like their shot, aka Ashley, which we'll get to that. But I mean, it's not my worst shot. But I mean, I don't know if it was necessarily second best.
Can I give the unmodel opinion for this?
Sure.
It looks like she is pulling up her pants after taking a nice number two.
That's Oh my God, it's funny.
So she just delivered a
Thank
nice number
you,
two.
And now she's smelling it. She's looking over her shoulder and getting a whiff of it. Oh my gosh, completely.
Thank you, Ronnie. You make me so happy. There's nothing I like about this photo. To me, it's actually probably bottom two. That's how much I don't like this photo.
Yeah, you're against it.
So for
it,
me
yeah.
to see this as runner-up, that's why I say I feel like something's a little fixed here because I just totally disagree.
It's funny that they said look, you're in an action, like you're doing something in this photo. And Roddy, now that you say that, it's so funny. Yeah, she just took a shit.
I mean, it's to the point where I can see like what she ate. I mean, you know, her whole afternoon. I mean, you just got everything with this picture. So
yeah, that's funny.
She just squeezed out a nice number two and is done, and it's not hot so much.
Well, I guess you could say that's a story being told.
And there's the maple syrup for her pancakes that she just
Right? We know what she ate.
She's topping it off with some maple syrup. All right, let's see the next one. We're not a fan of that.
Leave it to a guy to give that opinion, but very, very right on, I'd say. let's talk about Sophie, who I think is truly one of the strongest models in competition. I think this was another great photo shoot photo for her, but not her style, I don't think, but I think still looked great.
I like it.
Stronger than a lot of the other girls.
I like this. And I do actually, for once, here we go, agree with Tyra. If she would have bent over a little bit more and kind of put it more eyes, like more intense, I think it would have been like phenomenal. But I do like this shot. I think she looks great in it. I think if anything, more so than Asmarie, she should have been top two.
Exactly. Exactly. So Sophie's just a strong model, and
She's proven to kind of be the full package, it seems. You know, she does good with the people liked her support group. That wasn't it. The support group. I already have her in rehab. And the focus group, she did well in that. Now she's doing good in every photo shoot, and they just love her. And then she booked 50% of her ghosties. So she's kind of rocking it out.
Sophie is rocking it. So from Sophie to Simone, Brittany.
Oh, my God, babe.
Look at this. She was called in, like, top four.
I think she looks like now she's wiping her ass.
Right, yeah. That's what's happening right there.
Everyone's going to the bathroom in these shots. I mean, I guess
really the other girl,
really,
but this one, she got a good wipe.
It really should have been an X-Lax or toilet paper photo shoot this week. I don't know. I think that this is not that amazing. And they just talk about how phenomenal and how great it is. I mean, her face just looks kind of bland, boring. She just leaned back. It's just not even a good, like, I don't know. I'm just completely, like, ready for her to hit the road, Jack.
Yeah, I'm absolutely with you on that one. Hopefully, guys, can the studio.
Your reception's a little off right now, Jackie.
Okay, well, is that any better, guys? Oh,
nope.
Okay.
We hear the Jackie remix.
Yeah, we're getting the remix.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Maybe I'll hang up and call right back?
No, you're good now.
You sound good now.
Okay.
Stand with one leg up and, you know, tinfoil in your hand and you'll be good.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Just pretend like it's a challenge on Top Model.
Coach, you know. But let's talk about Laura, another one who actually had a bit of a moment on the show. What did you think of her having that whole breakdown and the accident friend saying she didn't want to get to work, but then she did?
Well, it completely reminds, if you're watching this, and I know you've seen my Cycle 4, or if you've seen my Cycle 4, Kaylin had the same, in one of our photo shoots, her friend, she found out her friend died. She just found out her friend died, I think that morning or that night, the night before. And then we had a graveyard photo shoot where she had to be put 6 feet, 6 feet under. I mean, reality TV really could not plan this. She had one of her best friends died while doing this. So she was a wreck the whole day on our shoot, and it was a 7 Deadly Sins photo shoot. And then they made her wrath, And she got down. I don't know how she was going to pull it through because she was a wreck. She was crying. She was totally to herself. She was depressed. Then they put her down in that in the grave. I mean, how awful is that? Your best friend gets died, and now you have to do. And we were in a real graveyard, guys. A real graveyard.
Oh my God!
And we had to get in a casket, and they truly did put us 6 feet down. We got in a real coffin, and they lowered us down in the ground like they would if you're dead. And so she had to do that, and she got wrath, and she brought it. It was one of her best photo shoots. I think that sometimes when you're going through something, you can really get a gorgeous shot out of it because it's not even like, it's almost like not, you don't even have to act. It just, you can just pull through with whatever emotions and whatever you're feeling. So I think this is a gorgeous shot. I like Laura. I like Laura in this. I mean, I don't know how I feel about her totally yet as a person because I'm on the fence about her personality, but I actually really like this shot and I like her as a model as far as her photos.
Yeah, I think she's another really strong model in this competition. I can leave personality at the door, but at least she brings it to the set in a way that doesn't annoy me like Kyle annoys me.
Yeah.
So she brings it, and I think when it comes down to modeling, she's a good model.
She's got what I do like about her personality. She's got a very optimistic personality. She's very, strong, and she's looking at it from a very positive standpoint. She's like, you know, there's a lot of other things that are bad in this world, and I feel very fortunate and lucky that I get to be here in this competition going for something that I want. And I admire her for that because that truly is the state of mind you have to be on in this show is think of the bigger picture and think like, wow, you know, I'm a chosen, you know, lucky chosen girl. I mean, thousands and thousands of girls audition to be on this, and you get to be one of the final 12 or 14 or whatever to be in the house. So I think that, you know, she's actually looking at it from the right side, the right perspective, not like some of these other little brats that feel entitled and spoiled and don't get it, and they just want to bitch all the time. Like, move over or go home.
Exactly. I totally agree, Brittany. There's things about her personality that I don't like, but when it comes to the attitude towards modeling, the competition, that's where I like her.
Right.
I totally agree. So I'm rooting for her. Now, from Laura to Kyle. I don't even, honestly, she does take good pictures. She has a strong model look, but I don't even actually love this photo from Kyle this week. I think Nigel was the only one to say he didn't love it, and I'm so glad because I was wondering, like, am I the only one who doesn't love this from Kyle? Is it because I don't like her? But I don't think this is her best photo.
I agree. Her body looks amazing, and I love her hips. Like Beverly said, she's like, oh, her waist. She's like, I used to have that waist. I mean, her body is really good. I think her eyes are really pretty in it, which she's got great eyes for photo. Like when they put the makeup on her, her eyes really pop in photos. I do agree with Nigel that when you look at this photo, it looks like her hand was there for a while. Like, it had no meaning, no purpose. It looks like it was just like, she was just like, I mean, there's no reason for it to be there. What is she doing with it? It's not even a good, like, she's not even putting her hand, like, on her face, like, caressing it. It's just like sitting there on her cheek, which I do find it looks a little odd. Like, it looks like she was crying and she just maybe wiped a tear, but it's not, she doesn't have a crying face. So it doesn't go together.
That's so funny how, like, the model opinion, you know, because I didn't even notice that. Because I was going to say, aside from girl number one, I guess is Ebony. And then this one, I think these were my two favorites, but I didn't even notice the thing you're talking about with the hand. So it makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
It just, you see what I'm saying? There's no real purpose for it. She's a beautiful girl, but what's going on with the hand?
Now I see it.
Yeah.
And now it's a distraction.
D-Rock for educating you. But it's good to know what people who don't have that modeling perspective, because that's people who look at photos and want everybody, you know, when clients have to think of their who's going to see it, that's who they have to please. So it's interesting to hear your thoughts, Ronnie.
Yeah,
so definitely jumping in with us.
Initially, she was great, and then now I kind of see some flaws. But generally, she's pretty good, though. But you make a good point. It may be a little bit of her personality that throws you off, because since I don't watch the show, really, I don't know that she has a crazy personality or a tough personality. So I think she actually looks pretty good in that.
She does, and I don't like her as a person so far, but I love her in photos. I mean, I'll just be straight up honest with it. I'm not going to not think a photo's pretty because I don't like a person, you know?
Right.
Right.
All about objective.
That's right.
Okay, here's a girl. Yeah. I want her to go. She's got to go, too.
Who's this, Alicia?
Yes.
Yeah, she's very forgettable. Honestly, there's a couple of other girls who have her look, and not exactly, but I think she's in, you know, when you go on casting, you're in the category of, okay, she's going to be sent with Ebony, Annalise, Asmarie, and a couple of other girls, and they're only going to, the clients are only going to see one of these girls. So we don't need this many of this book in this show. And I think the weakest of the people that she would go to a casting with, for instance. And I forget about her every single time. So there's something missing with her photos, and I totally agree she needs to go.
Yeah, she's got to go. She's one. I can't remember her name. I've already forgotten it. Her face is so blah. I don't get it. I don't get this girl. I don't even get why she was cast on it. So next, I'm not giving
next,
one more second on her.
A stronger version. Love her personality. I was surprised to hear that she's 5'7". I think her hair.
Yeah, I didn't know she was 5'7".
Sorry?
Yeah, I didn't know she was 5'7". I didn't realize that that's her. I wonder how tall Sophie is. She looks short.
Yeah, Sophie looks short too.
Yeah, I think
but
Sophie's
Annalise,
like 5'7".
Yeah, she's only 5'7".
She looks taller.
Absolutely. She does
Can
look
we
taller.
See?
And
there we go.
Her
there
personality
she is
bigger. Her hair is bigger. So that all plays to her advantage. I think this was one of the best photos for me.
I liked it. I don't understand why she got called so far down in the judging.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought she looked great. I liked this photo, and they commended her for it. They commended how they liked her body positioning. They liked her in the judging. It was weird. Do they just want the British girls to be the bottom five or bottom four? I don't understand it. I really thought this was one of my favorite ones out of all of them. This was shocking to me.
Honestly, what bothers me the most is that some of these other girls don't bring anything, like you said. They don't bring any emotion, any movement, any life to these photos.
Yeah.
And there's so much energy in this photo.
Absolutely. There's so much energy. And she's got such a big personality. And I do like her.
Absolutely.
She reminds me so much of Scary Spice. And I'm such an old, you know, ex-Spice Girl fan.
Me too.
I love her voice. I think she's so
and
Scary Spice. And I love her voice.
She's going to have a great career in more commercial and television-related things.
Right. I think she's great.
But I think she's a strong girl in this competition, but she's not really getting recognized like I think she should.
Right. Who else do
now,
we got?
Now we move to the bottom two, starting with Catherine. Another girl I really don't love in this competition. They liked it. They thought it could be a beauty ad.
That's quite a nose right there that she has. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's not my cup of tea at all. I don't like really her look. I mean, this photo, I think her eyes are, you know, as Tyra freaking says, and I can't believe I'm about to say it, smizing. I mean, her eyes do look intense, and it looks like they are seeing, like, right through you. I like that part about this photo. You're right. The nose looks, she does have a big nose, and then really little lips. I don't know. I'm not too, I hate that they made her hair pink. I'm just not a fan.
Yeah, the hair is horrible.
It looks fried. It looks so damaged.
If anyone should have booked runway cast, she's a girl who's like more of a quirky editorial runway girl, and can't walk, and she booked zero casting, she's out the door, in my opinion.
Because that would be her thing, would be runway. She's tall, she's lanky, she'd be perfect for runway. And the fact that she couldn't walk her, that's not good. Because, girl, that's kind of your look. That's kind of your thing.
Right. She's not going to be going into, JCPenney or being a host somewhere. She's, like, going to be editorial. And if she can't do the editorial thing, then she has no future. So,
right.
To me, she's very weak, actually.
Oh, here we go. Ashley.
Now, here's the thing. I feel really bad about Ashley because I really liked her, but to be honest, when you look at this photo, you look at her during casting, I do think she was rightfully said.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't book any shows, and this photo is terrible. And you know what? She looked bad shooting it, too. She looked awkward. It just seemed uncomfortable. She was just, like, not really in her own skin. I think she's a really cute girl, and she's bubbly, and, you know, we love her accent, the funny little things she says. But I'm sorry. Unfortunately, that's not going to keep you in a modeling competition, just having a cute little quirky personality, because this photo does not look like a model at all.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm drawn to her personality, and I don't see much model in her, so I think it's take one or and leave the other. But this is a modeling competition, so as much as I felt bad, I did understand this decision. And then I read some news and gossip that actually made this very interesting about Ashley as a contestant. So I think we should take a quick commercial, and I'm going to come back with some very interesting news and gossip about Ashley and some other girls.
Okay.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds. Like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
You with us, Jackie?
I am with you.
There you are. You sound good right now. You've been underwater a lot of the show.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Well, I'm above water, and I'm ready with some news and gossip about Ashley.
Good.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so here I am loving her and feeling so bad for her, and she's so sweet, right? But I thought this was pretty interesting. You know, she was obviously on Britain's Next Top Model years ago.
Okay.
But what we didn't know is what she was portrayed as on Britain's Next Top Model, at least obviously I didn't over here in the U.S. Basically, she said about this season that she swore she'd never do another reality TV show, but she couldn't pass up such a great opportunity. She said, I had to go in with the attitude that I was not going to start any trouble because I knew my mom would give me a row when I got home. Britain's Next Top Model years ago, and people changed, so I'm glad I'm coming across better this time. And what does that mean? Well, she went on to say that Ashley endured abuse from strangers after her last K-show, in which she had several bust-ups with fellow contestants, jibes about her kids, and comments about stretch marks, which triggered tantrums and angry outbursts. She admitted, I am really embarrassed about the way I came across on the British show. Part of it was my own fault, and part of it was the way it was edited. She went on to explain a little bit more. I talked about my kids all the time, but they never showed that, so I was slated for being a bad mom. I've shed a lot of tears over it all. I'm a good mom. I love saying mom. And my daughter was proud of me, so I'm delighted the American show is revealing my true character. Her mother runs a business magazine and is very proud of her daughter now. She says she's a great girl. Everybody loves her. It was horrible to see the way she came across on the UK show. This time, everybody's getting to see the person she really is because she behaves herself, and we couldn't be more proud. So I don't know what to make of this, because maybe this was a very well-behaved Ashley, and I don't know what's the real Ashley.
Well, she's older now. People make mistakes. You watch what you did on a previous show. Sometimes you don't realize how you are. You forget cameras are around, and you be your true self, and then you get criticized for it, and it is editing. That's always a big part of it. And then you can always be like, oh, my God, I'm not going to give them that fuel to do what they did for me last time. So that's, you know, I went through that same thing with All-Star. You know, if you don't give them that fuel, they can't do it. They can't use it. It's exactly what Lisa did. You know, she didn't drink, and she didn't, like, do peanut diaper, things like that, that they could use against her as they did in her cycle five.
Right. Either way, I like this Ashley, so I'm going to stick with that.
Yes.
By the way, a few other tidbits for you Ashley fans. She has a black belt taekwondo.
Jackie, we're having a little reception issues with you, just FYI, if you could get
Yeah, it's kind of hard to hear you.
Well, we actually can do, if you want to get back on the line with us, I could play that video that you sent. It's a video of Tyra, and I'm sure Brittany has nice, fun Tyra opinions. We could do that. Do you want to try us here in a second?
Absolutely. I will allow you all to enjoy a video of Tyra on Disney Channel, Shake It Up, I believe, and I will be right back when it's over. How does that sound?
Sounds perfect. We'll miss you while you're gone.
Okay, enjoy this, guys.
All right, here we go. Brittany, give me 1 second, okay, and we'll get that all.
Girls, be quiet. This is a library. People don't come here to talk. They come here to take naps and avoid the vice principal.
Sorry, Miss Burke, I just got a little excited. Cece's dad is going to propose to her mom.
Propose? Is there a ring?
Yeah, we found it last night. Oh, I've always wanted to get engaged. Sometimes when I'm bored, look, I draw a ring on my finger. This one is princess cut. And this one is emerald cut. And I can't decide which one I like best. Emerald cut. I always go back to emerald cut too.
Don't you shush me. We're talking about love.
Wow. Okay. So I think that Tyra completely, this is where she needs to be. Or she gets to be as cheesy and as over the top and as crazy as she is. She deserves to be a weird librarian on a Disney Channel. And that is exactly where I think she should stay. She did all that quirkiness. It just works for her. Yeah. Stay in Disney. Cause when she brings that kind of behavior to Top Model, it's just like, what?
Well, I'm back. How am I sounding to our fans now?
You're still a little out of it. I don't know why we're having such big troubles tonight. I hate it, especially because it's just you and I on here. So, and Ronnie.
All right. Well, what do we think? Should we keep on powering through, guys, or what?
Yeah, you're fine. Go ahead. You can finish up those news stories.
Okay. Well, I obviously agree with you, Brittany. Tyra seemed to love that role and soak into that role. I actually enjoyed her on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm not going to lie.
I did too.
I think that was a fun moment for her. I think she should do more acting. But I wanted to get to a quick interview with Candace, who was eliminated last week, because I thought it was interesting. She had some things to say about the other girls. And I think that one interesting thing is she backed up Louise, who obviously walked off stage. Her reaction was she was shocked that Louise walked off stage because Louise is a strong-minded person, and I never thought I would ever see her in that state. But what she did, she basically saved 4 other girls, including myself. Basically, the judges were telling Louise that she needs to say thank you and needs to stop coming off aggressive. But what the judges don't know is that deep down, Louise is a cool person, and they will never know that because none of them took the time in the house with us to see all of our personalities. So I can vouch for Louise in that situation. So she's backing up Louise and saying it was the fault of the judges for not getting to know them better.
Well, I don't really agree with that because it's not really their job to come and hang out with you and be friends. It's a modeling competition, so they want to see how you model and how your personality is in front of them. And if you're already kind of, back talking to the judges and kind of, being rude to them, like as she was, especially at that photo shoot, you only have one impression to make and you're already leaving a bad one. So it doesn't matter if she's really a cool chick down deep inside. She should have showed the judges that, and she shouldn't have talked back or thrown tantrums. So, I mean, she picked the wrong people to show her bad side to.
Right. And then she went on to talk about Kelly Catrone, saying she's a bit harsh and it takes a strong person mentally to be confident with themselves, to not let her comments break you. You just learn from it and take it, but at the same time, her as a judge, she should try to build someone's confidence, not try to destroy it or crush it.
Wait, who is this?
She kind of comes off as a rude person, like she doesn't care, but at the same time, she really don't care. And I'm quoting that.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You're either going to love Kelly or hate her, and that's that.
Kelly's one of the judges.
No, I was going to say, I feel like one thing we've learned on this after show is you don't go up against Kelly Catrone. That's like the worst thing you could do. Who is this crazy girl that is doing career suicide?
It was Louise. It was a few episodes back. She made a very bad call, very bad decision, and she should have just been like, yes, ma'am, whatever you'd like me to do. But instead, she had to show an attitude and show her a little behind on the stage in front of all the judges. So
young and naive there. That's what it sounds
That's
like.
That's right. And one last thing that Candace said that I thought was very interesting about Sophie, because we were talking about her earlier, Brittany. She said Sophie did a lot of trash talking behind everyone's backs, but the thing is, she never said it to anyone's faces. So that was one of the things I was pretty shocked about Sophie. I kind of heard through the grapevine that that's how she is. She's the type of person to talk like that. So I was more prepared for her comments and trash talking. So I told you, Sophie's not making friends in that house, but I guess she's warming up to the viewers, and that's all that really matters.
Exactly.
I guess.
Sophie knows what she's doing. She knows how to make TV and yet keep peace in the house. I mean, hey, she's doing what she has to do. She's not making enemies, and yet she's making great TV on her in her OT, you know, in her individual interviews. So, I think she's just a smart girl.
Right. Yeah. I think I told you she's not making friends in that house, but who cares?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
That's all for your news and gossip this week. Let's get into some predictions because your good friend
Lisa
is part of the predictions
now,
this week.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So we will be seeing the return of Lisa D'Amato, everyone, an all-star. And your good friend, and Brittany,
yes.
I hear you may be able to pull some strings for us fans here
yes.
at AfterBuzz.
Lisa should be coming in next week with us. The only thing, she has been in Aruba for about a month working. So hopefully if she is back from Aruba, she has already confirmed that she will be here on AfterBuzz because she is going to be in the very next episode with the girls.
And, you know, Aruba is really not a bad place to have to be for a month working, that's for sure.
Exactly, exactly. So if I can't get her in the studio, maybe I can get her on the phone with us.
Yes, so look for some inside scoop with Lisa live right here on AfterBuzz after her appearance on next week's show. And, of course, the girls, it's very fitting. They'll be recording a music video. And it looks like Sophie is going to get into some trouble, throwing some people's things in the pool, seeming very immature, but... Who knows? I'm sure it'll still be entertaining.
Love it. Love the drama.
Absolutely. And I loved the music video challenge when they did it last season on All Stars. So I think this will be a really good one.
I know. I'm excited to see. And I love that. I think they found the perfect mentor, Lisa D'Amato, to be a part of this.
Absolutely. What is it? La Puccinetta, right?
La Puccinetta. Yes, ma'am, honey.
All right. Well, Brittany, you also cover the shows with your top-off episodes, right? You can find
yes.
that on BrittanyBrower.com.
Yes. Go and follow me on Twitter, please, guys, if you're watching it, at Brittany Brower.
Yes, and follow me on Twitter, everyone, for not only all your favorite show, America's Next Top Model shows, but I'm going to be inside dancing with the stars, talking to the stars, so follow me on Twitter for all that fun stuff. Jackie Moran, and check me out on JackieMoran.com. And we will be back with tons of inside exclusive, including a possible visit with Lisa D'Amato next week. So you better
and Jackie,
check in with us. As I said, rate us on iTunes, guys, and we'll see you next week.
I wanted to say, though, real quick, you do a great job with our Dancing with the Stars after show coverage. I must admit, you are out there working hard, doing New York and LA, so we definitely value our AfterBuzz staff.
Yeah, Jackie.
We're on Team Jackie right
thank
now.
Thank you, guys. Well, I'm happy to bring your questions to the stars, so tweet me.
All right, cool.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.